we're very excited that children and families in Alabama are receiving the premier child welfare services and reunification services in the country, but are very convicted as well that this is only just a recognition of where we are, but not where we are going. We all have a deep conviction that we need to press on diligently to improve our services daily. The quality is going to continue to get better. The professionalism is going to continue to get better, and we're going to continue to be a national leader in how children and families are treated when there are situations that demand our intervention.
There have been people in the past who have said that they felt Alabama, even though it was making all of these inroads to reforming children's services here, they were worried that once RC was lifted, the federal oversight was gone, that the state could find itself slipping back into old bad practices. I mean, what do you say to those people?
I understand their concerns, but I have to commit just what we did to the Corps, and they have seen it in our not only in the policies and the plans and the procedures, but it has been embedded in our culture throughout the agency that this is not something that was done because the court said so. This was something done because it was what was in the best interest of children and families. And so we now are committed to doing even more and already have moved beyond what was expected and required in the settlement. We've moved far beyond that. So I think people can be comforted by the fact that not only have we done what was required, we've done more than what was required, and we are committed to doing far beyond that.
Did RC in any way hamper what you all could be doing as far as DHR goes? I know because you had to meet these requirements. I mean, will this free you up to try to do a little more, try things a little differently? I mean, how is this really going to affect what you all are doing?
Well, I think what it's going to do, it's going to basically free, I think, our employees from the feeling that they somehow have not been doing good work because there has been federal court intervention. It's as much a psychological liberation as it is a legal liberation. Our folks know now it's been recognized that we provide premier services. And so I think there's going to be just a refreshment that blows across the department and reinvigorates us to do even more things novel because we're not going to have to be even as concerned, well, what will so-and-so think or so-and-so think, and do I have to get approval of a monitor, or how will the plaintiff's parties react, or what might the judge think? Now we are, in some ways, just best way I can say it is just to have a chain taken from having to do things only one particular way and allow us the latitude to branch out and to do even greater innovative activities on behalf of children and families.
The last story I did about RC, I'd spoken to some caseworkers who were worried in part that if the consent decree was lifted, that perhaps state lawmakers might, when it comes to budget time, who are having a hard time stretching money, might cut funding to DHR. Do you have any worry that now that the consent decree is lifted, that your department might see financial squeeze if the state gets in a tough budget pinch?
I don't, because what we have committed to is basically in law now, and is in the rules when it comes to how cases are staffed. And so our legislature is very much on board with that. We've had remarkable support, both personally and financially from the legislature in this, and a great commitment from the governor and the finance office in our executive branch. So I feel very comfortable that there is a high recognition of the importance of the investment here. And I think with the advocacy community that we have throughout the state, both internally at DHR and externally in the foster parent community and in the media, that I think it is absolutely almost unimaginable that any reduction would take place in this child welfare area.